Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. Joining us in the studio today to talk about improvements on the cross trail is Brian Hansen. He's the president of Sitka Trail Works. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Rob.
And we have reported a little bit on this in the news. I know Lynn Brandon, our Parks and Rec coordinator, was mentioning to the assembly that there is $920,000 in improvements planned for the cross trail in the near future.
That's correct. The city and borough of Sitka, who's partnering up with Sitka Trail Works, has received about that much money from the Federal Lands Access Program for this phase five of the cross trail multimodal pathway project. You know, Rob, this project is a big part of the whole process because it provides two connector streets from Baranoff Street to the Cross Trail and Yaw Drive connector, which will provide downtown and Indian River neighborhoods access to the Cross Trail. So it's a significant development here in the near future.
And it is, it's a lot of money. It suggests that a lot of work is going to happen. How is the Cross Trail, how's the appearance of the Cross Trail going to change?
Well, for all of you that have been on the new developments since 2007, we've had a $1.4 million spent on new reconstruction and construction of 3.5 miles of the cross trail, and it's a multimodal project. It's where it's not a road, it's not a street, but it's a larger trail that provides a diverse access for bikes, for more than one person can walk across it. You can have several people abreast walking on it, so it allows much more diverse access to the people. And that's to have this parallel pathway to our Halibut Point Road or downtown all the way out to the ferry terminal is the ultimate goal.
Yeah, I know when maybe it was phase one was built between Kim Sham and the high school, people were kind of scratching their heads. That section of the trail is kind of sort of a broad lane, and people were going, oh, I don't know about this, but the most recently opened phase that runs from Kim Sham and back to Kramer Drive, right, the Benchlands, is, I guess I'm applying editorial judgment, it's nothing short of spectacular. The bridge across Cascade Creek and the way the trail kind of winds through the woods,
right,
it's an amazing hike, an amazing bike ride just right in our backyards.
Exactly. And that's what we're intending to have in this whole multimodal pathway, to give this diverse access to everybody. Yeah, there's been some changes that we don't have the goat trail back there, but, you know, we have those kind of trails around Sitka too, and this one is the one that we, in order to get the federal monies, we need to build them this way. So there's pros and cons, but we think the cons far exceed the pros far exceed the cons.
Yeah, and I guess TrailWorks looks to other pots of money for developing trails that are sort of true footpaths and things. But this is kind of governed by the fact that it's federal dollars, and these federal dollars have this sort of multimodal requirement.
That's exactly right, and we look for those monies all the time too, and it's part of our trail plan, and we feel we've been successful in getting these diverse type of trails put in all over town.
And when are we going to see the work begin to happen?
It's starting. You know, the prep work is, and I don't know the exact when the boots are on the ground type of thing, but it's going now. I mean, a few weeks ago, the City and Borough of Sitka authorized the administrator to do the administration work to get it started. I suspect if it isn't starting this fall, it's going to start in the spring for sure. So,
okay. And the immediate changes we'll see are sort of the extension of this broader gravel path down to Baranoff Street and then over to Yaw Drive. And
there's also going to be a small trailhead will be constructed off Pearson to allow for access from adjacent neighborhoods and the like.
Okay. And I recall Lynn Brandon told the assembly that the section of trail between Yaw Drive, and Yaw Drive is the road that runs up through the Indian River subdivision and goes up to the Beehaw Quarry.
That's correct.
The section of footpath between Yaw Drive and the Indian River is going to remain pretty much as is, but the rest of the footpath back towards Kimsham, that's going to be decommissioned.
It is. It's very old. It needs a lot of improvement. And the way it's built is, it's frankly not as safe as would like. And the new construction will allow a more safe access and easier access and multimodal access.
Right. Brian, what's the vision for the cross trail on your board? You guys have come very far with this, but this is not concluding this project at all. You are thinking beyond. You're thinking like the whole Sitka road system, right?
Well, we are for the cross trail and the vision and the plan and part of the trail plan, which is a multi-partner plan that was enacted over 10 years ago and has been amazing amount of it has been finished, is to have the cross trail reach from Indian River all the way out to the ferry terminal. And we expect that to happen in a handful of years down the road. We'll have this multimodal pathway, kind of a parallel to our Halibut Point Road it has lots of benefits other than a nice trail to hike on and to walk on, but also it provides another access for, fire and, when we have a tsunami warning and things like that, A lot of benefits to the community. So we expect that to happen in the next few years.
And finally, Brian, Trailworks is raising money to push ahead with this project.
Correct. Part of the project requires a matching funds from the community. And for us, it's $12,000. On our website, you can go and help for us to get that $12,000, SitkaTrailworks.org, or you can call our offices or contact me on the streets if you see me and hand me a check. We really need the community to help out. That's part of getting these funds, is getting matching funds from the community.
Right. SitkaTrailworks.org. And I imagine folks can get an idea of, can sort of recap some of the information we've been talking about today online.
It's all up there on our website.
Right. Brian Hansen is president of Sitka Trailworks. We've been talking about the Cross Trail Multimodal Pathway Project. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning, Brian, and I'll let you get back to your breakfast now.
Thank you, Rob.